Once upon a time, in the beginning of the world, a certain peculiar forest fell in love with a deep, craggy valley. The forest was very dashing, for a forest, full of tall, thick trees and soft meadows and thorny brambles and a number of clever, bushy animals. The valley was quite the catch as well, full of great big blue stones and clover and fat black hens and orange flowers. The whole wide earth agreed it was a very good match. And so the forest and the valley decided to do as folk have always done, and settle down together to see what they might make between the two of them. They put their heads together and tinkered with the stones and the sky and the moon and the autumn and the spring. They potted about with mushy dirt and rainstorms and exciting new sorts of pumpkins. They went absolutely bonkers over mushrooms. They experimented rashly with a year boasting 478 days rather than the usual 365. They dabbled in badgers, hedgehogs, raccoons, bears both giant and pygmy, red, green, and blue-tailed deer, jackdaws, owls, parrots, cassowaries, flamingos, coots, herons, and pangolins. Most of these weren't meant to live anywhere near the forest or the valley, but they were young and rebellious then and cared nothing for anyone else's rules. They were so terribly happy in those days. There are kinds of happiness I cannot begin to describe to you. They're too personal, too wonderful, too far in the past. This is one of those happinesses. Even if it's very hard to believe now that the forest and the valley were ever happy together. As often happens with married couples who live alone far from anybody else for years and years, they became a bit cantankerous and suspicious of outsiders. In fact, they became so solitary and set in their habits, so stubbornly determined to have things their own way and no one else's, that they began to look and sound not very much at all like other forests and valleys. This was perfectly all right by them. They didn't care one bit for the rest of the world. The first serious argument the forest and the valley ever had was whether or not they ought to allow magic past their borders. The forest thought it was an excellent idea. Magic was always interesting. It could turn on you on any idle morning before breakfast. They would never be bored. The valley thought magic was a dreadful thing for the very same reasons. The forest pleaded. The valley shuddered. And in the end, they came to a compromise. They could do that once upon a time. They would allow one magical object to stay in their perfect little world, so long as it was hidden away very well, and neither of them ever told anyone what or where it was. Even each other. As time skipped along like a stone over a pond, the valley began to long for a village to keep and tend. It dreamed of talking creatures who would sow and reap and invent barns and bread and be both cross and kind toward one another. At the same time, the forest began to yearn after talking creatures as well. But it wanted no cheerful barn builders. The forest wanted wild bandits to sneak in its shadows and pounce joyfully and disdain both roofs and rules. It wanted glorious, untamed, mad leapers and prancers that obeyed no one's law. And so the forest and the valley went each to their most secret workshops with their best and oldest tools.